mentioned Meruchokim Hain, Shrein Churin Namolim, the Chiik and the Hora Benayu, Vlek Gishra Deim Akir and Hani Bechur Behani, that even when you have all these Tanoim, that there's a river, and one is on the other side, two sides of the river, and there's no way the end could go across, but how far away does the two lands have to be? At Paris, still it has to be a Paris away. As from one side to the other side, it has to be a Paris away. Then if the ant can come in contact one to the other, if you take that dirt and throw it on top of them, that's the way you'll kill them out. Vayetu Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Misa de Ilon Kedarkoi. If you have a field that you have trees there growing, then you're allowed to kill these mice out in the normal manner, or capture them. Well, Misa de Halavin Shloi Kedarkoi. If you have a field of love and of tfua, then you can only do it Shloi Kedarkoi, not in the normal manner. Tana Rabbanus, the Rice explains like this. Ketzad Kedarkoi, what's called capturing them in the normal manner? That's Mutav and Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only on a Sod HaElon we have an orchard. Choyfe Guma, you'll have to dig a hole in the ground. V'toyla Bo Matsuden, put the nets inside the hole. Put the trap inside the hole. Ketzad Shloi Kedarkoi, like what's Mutav and Sod HaElon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's called Shloi Kedarkoi? Noyetz Shvud, like put a spit into the ground in the place where you think they are. Omake Brakudim, start banging with a hammer. Omaradu Hadam Mitachte, like you'll crush the ground underneath it, so hopefully you'll be able to kill them that way. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Kishomru Misod Elovon Shloi Kedarkoi. That though we said you're allowed to capture them in the Sod Elovon, only Shloi Kedarkoi, in the Tfuah field, is Leomruela Besod Elovon Asmuch Lir, only if this wheat field is near the city. In other words, it's not near an orchard. So even though you don't capture them here, the mice can't go too far. Avol besod elovin hasmuch lasod ilon. Let's say you have your wheat field near an orchard. So now, if you don't kill out the mice in the wheat field, we're afraid they'll go into the sod halov ilon. They'll go into the orchard and destroy the trees there. Then afilu kedarkoi. Then you're allowed to capture the mice in the wheat field in the normal manner. Why? Koshem yotzu misod halovin v'yachribu esilonis. Maybe the mice will leave the wheat field and go into the orchard and kill out the trees. Therefore, it's called the Mokam Seder, even in the Sod HaElovon, you'll have to capture them in the normal manner. Then the Mishnah says, U'makaren es hapirtz b'moed. In a case where the wall caves in on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to fix it up. Kate said, Makaren, what does it mean to fix up the wall that fell down? Is Rabbi Yosef Omar Pohutzo V'dafna. You have to make like a temporary wall only. Pahutza means like with reeds and with deckle with the palms, with the palm leaves of a palm tree. They just make a temporary like a wall there to protect it. The Matnisa Tana and the Braisa would learn like this. Tsar B'tzrur, you could gather together, make put pebbles there. But you're not allowed to put cement. Again, not a permanent type of thing. Just put stones one on top of another without cementing them down. Make a temporary type of a wall there. Omar Rav Chizna, Rav Chizna said, Loshonu, when was this learned that only a temporary wall is mutter, elokos al hagina? Only if you have this wall, just like protecting your hagina, your garden. So Rashi says, the lek of Sayyidi Yisayri Yale Boinshi. Even if people walk in there, it's only people from your own household walking in there, it's not going to be such a big Seder. You're not going to have such a loss if people walk into your garden. Therefore, you can only put a temporary type of a wall there. Elokos, avokos al hachotzer. But let's say you have the wall that's between the chotzer and the Rishus HaRabim, and that's protecting the people from the Rishus HaRabim not to come into your house. And then you're afraid if there's no wall there, the ganoven will come in and steal from you. Then burn a kedarkoi, that's called v'mokam seidam. Then you're allowed to build a regular full-size wall, a strong wall. So l'chur will be enough kemida. Let's say your front door breaks down in Chol HaMoed, so you're allowed to have it fixed, because there it's upset that you're afraid people will come into your house to steal things. Lema Mesaili, I'll bring you a proof to Rav Chizda. Then the case where the wall is protecting from the Rishus HaRabim into your chotzer, then you're allowed to build a permanent type of a wall. What's the raya? There's a lock like this. Koisel ha-goichel Rishus HaRabim. If you have your wall that started to slant over towards Rishus HaRabim. In other words, we're afraid maybe it'll collapse soon. The lock is now on Chol HaMoed. Soiser Rabbeinu Kedarkoi. You're allowed to knock down this wall and build it up again in the normal manner. Mipnei ha-sakona. Because if you don't knock it down, we're afraid it'll fall down on people Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, if they ask the corner, you're allowed to knock it down and build it up. But so how the meaning of the Raya was, you see, you're allowed to build it up, a regular size wall. So you see, between Rishus HaRabim and your chotzer, you can build up a regular wall. Gemara says, no, there's no proof from this. Over there it says clearly why. It says the reason why there's a sakonah involved. There's danger involved. So you're afraid maybe you collapse on the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you let it knock it down and build it up again. But in a normal war where there's no danger involved, for the people of the Shusha Rabbim, maybe just to protect yourself, there's no head to even on Chol HaMoed to build a permanent type of a wall. Tomorrow says, now the Ika the army, some say, Toshma, come on, bring your proof. Koysel HaGoychel Rishus Rabbim. If a wall is leaning over towards Rishus Rabbim, so you see your light and knock it down on Chol HaMoed, or burn the Kedak and build it up in a normal manner. Mipnei HaSakona. Because if not, if you don't knock it down, there's a danger involved that may collapse on people. So Mora says a deal like this, Toshma is a kasha, is against Rav Chisda. So we'll make a deal like this, Mevnei HaSakona. Why is it mutter? It says the reason why, because there's danger involved. In, that's the only reason. But Shloim Mevnei HaSakona Loi, if there's no danger involved, then it's also. So the Gemara says, like according to this deal, Leim Metiev Etziuch to the Rav Chisda, there should be a kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says if the wall is protecting you from the Rishus HaRabim, you let it build up a permanent wall on Chol HaMoed, even though there's no sakana for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, and here it says only because there's a danger, but just to protect your property, it's also. Omaloch Rav Chizda answers like this: there's no kasha to me from this Tosefta. Why? Hosam Seiser Rabbeinu. Over there, we're talking about the wall. You have a wall already, just it's beginning to fall down, it's leaning over. So there, we want you to do two things: we want you to knock it down on Chol HaMoed and to build it up. So to do so much work knocking and building, it's only mutti because there's danger involved. But hoch, in my case, I'm talking about a case where the wall fell down by itself, and you want to build it up now, so all you have to do is just to build it up. Now I hold my svara, since it's between the chotzer and the Rishus HaRabim, you're protecting your own property from Makam Seder, you're allowed to build it up on Chol HaMoed. Sigmar asks, Abahosam Nami list of Lalivni. So he's telling me a svara that you shouldn't do two things, that's too much of a bother, so why is it mutter there to do two things? It should only be mutter to knock down the wall, Nifnei Asakono, the danger of the Rishus HaRabim, it should be also to build it up again. So Gemara says, Im Kain, if that would be the Alocha, Mimna V'loi Seiser. People would hold themselves back and not knock it down. They would rather not knock it down because they know they can't build it up again. So in order that Chumam wanted that people should not be afraid to knock it down, we have to give them a heter that they're allowed to build it up again also on Chol HaMoed. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says like this. Amar Rav Ashi, Mas Nisa Nami Deka. I have a raya for now, Mishnah also to Rav Chisda, that it's mutter to build up the wall. If it's between the Chotzer and the Rosh HaRabim, it's mutter. And that our Mishnah says only Mekarin, Mashm, only make a temporary type of a wall, that's only the Mokam Gina in your garden. Where it's not a question of protecting yourself from Ganovim, it's only protecting the garden itself, that's not so important, then you can only build up a small type of a wall. What's the Raya? What's the Raya, in other words, that our Mishnah is only talking about a garden? Tiktoni, because the Mishnah says, Uvashriyas Bene Kedarkoi. Says the Chiddush that during Shvius in the seventh year, you're allowed to build up this wall in the normal manner. Now the Heicha, what type of a wall are we talking about here, that you're telling me a Chiddush on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to build it up? If the Mishnah is talking about a wall by Yechotzer, which means to protect from the outside, which is Rabin, not to come into your property, so there the Chotzer is not a place that you're planting anything. Tzrichel HaMeimrit, you have to tell me you're allowed to build on Shvius. Of course you're allowed to build houses. You can protect yourself on Shvius. There's no issue to build houses on Shvius. The only issue is that the place where you're growing, you're not allowed to plant. You can't take care of what's growing on Shvius. But just to build, of course it's mutter. So the Mishnah has to be talking about you want to build up the wall near your garden, that you have things growing there. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. And the Chiddush is, V'yafagav, the next they command the Yovan Nitirusa Leperi, even though it looks like you want to make this wall now around your garden, like it looks like you want to protect to keep the fruits for yourself on Shvius, which really should be Yosser, because you're not allowed to act like an owner on Shvius. You have to make the fruits Hefker. Shema Mina. So, but still, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Still, you're allowed to do it, like we said from the Miri, you don't want people to trample to ruin the karker itself. But our core part of the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, we're talking about near the Gina. So that's Shema Mina, that's the right, that's what our Mishnah says, Lashon of Mekarin, that you're only allowed to make a temporary type of a wall on Chol HaMoed, that's only because it's only near your Gina, near your garden, which is not a question of people coming to rob you. Therefore, it's only mutter a temporary type of a wall.
Mashenkin, a wall near the chotzer between you and the Rishus Rabbim, where you want to protect yourself that Ganovim should not come in, there it's mutter to make even a permanent type of a wall. Mishnah says like this, Rabbi Meir says, Royin es hanagoyim lohokel avoler lahachmer. And cholamayid, if a kohen wants to come and see him at Seira, to see if his Torah tomei, the nega that he has, the plague that he has, is it tomei or torah? So Rabbi Meir says the kohen is allowed to look at him lohokel, to tell him that he's torah, that he's allowed to. Avoler lahachmer, but not to tell him that he's tomei. Like Rashi says, shim roya hakohen shu tomei, ain't why meklum? If the kohen sees that the nega is really tomei, he doesn't tell him anything. Why? Because if the kohen is going to tell this person he's a mitzaras, he's tomei, you're going to make him mitzar in pain. There's a mitzvah to be the simcha on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, and not to be in pain. Therefore, the kohen should not tell him that he's tomei, but the kohen is allowed to tell him that he's tor. That's going to be Meir Shita. No. The kohen can't do halfway. He can't only say Torah and not say Tomei. Therefore, we don't want him to say Torah either. The kohen can't come to say anything on Chol HaMoed. So, in other words, according to Chacham Shita, the kohen is not allowed to be quiet. And we'll see the Gemara Dashans from the Pasuk, the Torah, the Tomei, that when the kohen looks to see the Nega, he has to say either that it's Torah or he has to say something. He can't just be quiet. If he sees that it's really Tomei, he's not allowed to be quiet. Therefore, the Chacham say a kohen should not look at the Mitzvah at all during Chol HaMoed, during Yom Tov. Yes. The Gemara says like this: Tanya, we learned Rabbi Meir Oimer, Royin es hanagoyim lohokel avlo lahachmer. We're allowed to let the kohen look at this person to see if he's tohor during Chol HaMoed, but not to say lahachmer, not to say that it's tamei. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Rabbi Yosi says no, lo lohokel avlo lahachmer. He can't look at all, not to be mekel, not to be lenient, and not to be machmer. Why? Shemato niskak lo lohokel, because once the kohen looks, and true, if it would be Torah, it would be okay, but once he has to say that it's Torah, niskak lo af lahachmer. If he sees that it's Tomei, he can't just be quiet like Rabbi Meir holds, but Rabbi Yosi holds, no, he has to say, and therefore if he sees that it's Tomei, he's going to have to tell it to him, therefore it's not Kedai, a kohen is not allowed to look at you during Chol HaMoed. Omar Rebbe, so Rebbe said like this, Nirin Divri Rabbi Meir, I like Rabbi Meir Shita to say that a kohen should check you out, the Muzgar, in a case where the Mitzvah was already checked out once, a kohen looked at him already, Muska means like the kohen had a doubt if that's called a negra or not, so we put him away for 7 days, the Muska Rishon. At the end of 7 days, we look at him a second time. So now a kohen is allowed to check him out. Because for Monashok, it's okay. If the kohen says that he's tor, he's tor. And even if the kohen says he's tomei, still he'll only be put away for another 7 days to be checked out again. That we put him for a Muska Sheni, so he doesn't become any more tomei than he was before. This is the way Rashi learns. In other words, Rebbe really holds like Rebbe Yosi Shita, that when the kohen looks at you, he has to say what he sees. If he sees Torah, he says Torah. If he sees Tomei, he's Tomei. But still he holds, in the case that the Mitzvah was already checked out, and we have a doubt if he's Tomei, and we put him away for 1 7 days, now at the end of the 7 days, if it comes out during Chol HaMoed, the kohen can check him out again, because only something good comes out. Either the kohen will say he's Torah, so okay, and even if he's Tomei, if it didn't change, we'd just lock him up for another 7 days. So he has the same tumor he's in now, would be then, he's not losing anything. That's why he likes Rabbi Meir Shita b'Muskar. For Divrei Rabbi Yosi, but he likes Rabbi Yosi Shita, the kohen should not check him out at all, but Mukhlat. In a case where Mukhlat means we already told the Mitzvah he's Vadei Tomei. He's put away. He's Vadei Tomei. So there, we do not let the kohen come to check him out. Because by Mukhlat, we'll see in the Gemara later, when the kohen checks him out, even if he says he's Torah, so what comes out then is he has to start counting the 7 days Yimei Sifuroi. And when he counts the 7 days Yimei Sifuroi, he's also with his wife. So we don't want that to happen. He shouldn't be also with his wife on Yom Tov. Therefore, the kohen cannot check him out when he's a Mukhlat. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. V'tohor kulu yamolei pligid loy chozilei. If you have a person that we didn't say he's tummy at all yet, and he first gets his nega now on his body, so for sure we don't come to the kohen during Chol HaMoed. Like, there's no purpose. Better don't go to the kohen, and you're not tamei yet. So not to become tamei on Chol HaMoed, that's the best thing. Everybody holds, don't come to the kohen should not see you during Chol HaMoed. This is Rashi's Girsa, that, like we said, that if the kohen checked you out already once and he had a doubt whether it's a neger or not, so the law is we put you away for 7 days to check you, to see at the end of 7 days what happens. So at the end of the 7 days, now everybody holds you allowed to go to the kohen, because only something good could come out of it, even though now it's during Chol HaMoed. Either the kohen will say you're tor, so then you're free, legamri. And even if the Tomei doesn't say your Torah, at most can happen is he'll put you away for another 7 days to check it out a second time. So you're going to have the same Tumi you're in now, so you only have what to gain. Keep Ligi, where's there a Machlokes now that Rabbi learned between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, the Hesker Sheni. Here's the Machlokes, where you were put away already, the second time already. Hesker Sheni. Now,